So Grandpa, of course, was close enough. He could hear everything that was going on. And Grandma said he drove up and stopped. And she went up and she says, "Is that you, Arthur?" And said, he said, "This is me." Just so big, you know. And said, he took all care in putting the lap rug over her lap and her knees. And said his brother was with him riding horseback. And said he said to his brother, says, "Catch the lines and pull back to me, get them straight." Says, "I tell you, it wouldn't do to strike a match around here." So whenever he started to turn around, the old buggy squawked. And he said, "Well, it won't do for this to cut capers like this around here." So Grandpa let him get straight. And he started hollering, "Where in the hell do you think you're going with my daughter? If I ever catch you, I'll beat hell out of you." And all such stuff as that. And Grandma said he was really putting the bud to the old mules. And said just before she got to the place that Grandpa had told her, said she said, "Arthur, I think I've played one more joke on you, and that you should take me back home for this." And said he stopped just as quick. And he said, "Miss Gray, if you say so, I will." Says, "No longer than I left home tonight, my daddy tried to get me to go ask for Miss Lucy like a gentleman should, and I wouldn't heed his warning, and this is what I got." And he and his brother did go back to my granddaddy's and spend the night that night, and a couple of weeks later they were married.
Is that right? Well, that's a great story. It was probably so dark that
it wasn't
entirely possible.
And I mean, both of them were kind of heavyset, about the same size, and their voices were alike. And he didn't realize he had the mother instead of the daughter.
You know, I can remember what she's talking about, that, you know, it's funny how people have changed. Nowadays, the girls want to shed as much clothes as they can and get just as dark as they can. And back when I was a kid, and my sisters worked in the field, they put on as much clothes as they could and tried to stay as white as they could. Mm-hmm. They put on an old bonnet that had come way out over their face, and they put on long sleeves there, ankles and sweat.
Wore gloves.
Or wearing old socks.
That's right, totally. And tried to stay as white as they could, and now they try to get as brown as they could.
Wore long pants. Mm-hmm. And that was on the time then that girls would wear long pants, was to the field.
To the field, that's right.
And they're trying to look like ladies, because ladies are all white.
I can see Mama making them old bonnets now for Mary Lou and Ann Lee and them.
You're talking about school. How would you say that? School, what, in May? Let's out, or?
We get out of school. We're out of school.
Uh-huh. And if you started off of school and didn't make it, went fishing instead?
Some of us boys say, let's skip a class and go swimming. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever use boats very much?
Not too much. Not around here, no, sir.
We use the word skiff.
No, sir. We only place that we used boats there was in Hatchie River, and I never done enough fishing in Hatchie River there to mount anything.
What did you use for bait?
We'd have these farm ponds that we use for water for our livestock, and we'd put minnows and perch, bream. Well, some people call them bream, some call them perch, and these little. We call them, some of them call them jug heads and bullhead cats, and that's what we'd use for bait. We'd sing them out of them ponds, put them in a cream can, carry them to the river, bait out of trout, and go back the next morning. We had
spring worms. What would you call them?
Fishing worms.